Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is our Hidden Killers half year in review with True Crime Today. A look back at some of the most compelling conversations about the biggest cases we're following for you right here over the last 6 months and first half of 2024. Here's another one of those conversations.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Donna Adelson, September 30th, that's the date that we'll be seeing that trial. And supposedly we will, because there is no plea deal that's being offered by the prosecution. And the defense also saying we're not seeking one out either. What does all this mean? One would think maybe there would be a plea deal in this case, considering Charlie is already spending the rest of his life in prison. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What's your thoughts on that thus far, that there hasn't been any sort of plea deal? A lot of times when this occurs, it's because the case is super rock solid and we don't need to do a plea deal. Is that necessarily the case here, though? Or is there a more of a long-term strategy going on in the ways of investigators, law enforcement, and the prosecution?
Yeah, I guess a plea deal could still come in the future. Mm-hmm. And it may be a game of chicken to see who caves first, who thinks they've got the better case. But both sides, it may also be that both sides think that they've got a good chance of winning in trial.
What I'm wondering about here, what came to mind when I saw this of both sides really staunchly coming out saying, we don't want one. We're not going to offer one. Okay. What I'm wondering, and obviously knowing what we know about the Adelsons and how much they just kind of have that narcissistic bubble going on about themselves. It does make me wonder a little bit if we're not going to do a plea deal here, because there's still two other people out there that we have some suspicions of, Wendy and Harvey. And if we do a plea deal, well, then discovery's not really going to continue. All that's going to be put to the side and, you know, case closed for the most part. But if we keep doing those things, we can keep getting more information. And I'm wondering if it's just a strategy of let's take them down one by one, you know, piece by piece. More will come out as we dive into learning about Donna, and maybe that next puzzle piece will come by not offering that deal. And the only way we're going to get that is by not offering that deal. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That had not occurred to me, but I think that's very, very possible.
What do you think is going on in the mind of Donna Adelson right now as she sits in her jail cell waiting for that September 30th trial date, knowing that, you know, Charlie's already been convicted? You got, some options here as to what you can say to try and have a defense. You can throw it all on Charlie and say, look, I have nothing to do with this. I was mom. You know, he said some things. I didn't really think about it. What kind of strategy, if this does go to trial, do you think that they're going to try and employ here?
As far as what's going on in her mind, I think she's probably dealing with shock that she is where she is. I'm not sure about her sense of what she would want as far as strategy, other than, you know, I'm sure she would like to be completely exonerated and maybe grandiose enough to think that that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I would doubt that she would throw Charlie under the bus because, again, with this rather narcissistic family unit, he is a reflection of her, and she would probably like to see him vindicated, which obviously is not going to happen. But there's this tendency to think that we are above the normal ways that other people are expected to behave. Mm-hmm. And so my guess is she's sort of clinging to that thinking process.
Is that why we don't see narcissists? I mean, obviously they're quick to throw other people under the bus, but this is different. It's her own kids.
And that makes all the difference.
Is that the difference? Because it's that view of this is an extension of me.
Exactly.
Versus just here's another person that's accused of this crime.
Yeah. Everybody else is expendable, mm-hmm. but for the narcissist, their children are a part of them. Mm-hmm. And so they tend to be incredibly, my kid would never do anything wrong, which is how they produce more narcissists, you know?
Yeah.
Because their kids grow up never having any consequences.
Mm-hmm. Little narcissistic factory right there going on.
It is. 100%. Yeah.
Oh, interesting to take a look at that as it continues to move forward. We'll just have to keep watching and seeing, what she says. Better watch mm-hmm. those phone calls.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.